The wait is over. You heard from Robert there. The Open is here, and so too is our own Stephen Watson. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you, Vinny.
Any truth to the rumours that you don't actually like golf?
Absolutely not. I am passionate about golf. I'm passionate about the sport. And it's an absolute dream being at Royal Portrush reporting on this event this week.
You have a time of it. Every time I see you on the TV, I just get green with envy. I get as far as Ballymena if I'm lucky, and you're all over the place. What's the atmosphere like up there? Because I assume it is completely buzzing.
Oh, it's an incredible atmosphere, and I get stopped by people every 5 minutes at the Open saying, "I think you've got the best job in the world," and I think they're probably right. And yes, Vinny, it's been very special to cover all of our golfing success with Rory McIlroy, Darren Clarke, Padraig Harrington, Graham McDowell, you know, in other countries around the world. But to have this event on our doorstep, to have a truly global event, the biggest sporting event that we've ever staged, is a really, really special time, not just for sport in Northern Ireland, but I think for the country in general. And you can feel the atmosphere at Royal Portrush. Everyone's coming through the doors with a smile on their face, and there is a real electricity in the air as people count down to the first tee shot, which will be hit by Darren Clarke at 6:35 a.m. on Thursday morning.
And of course, golfer Keegan Bradley, he's been down doing a bit of shopping, a bit of rock, maybe a wee go in Barry's or something.
Yes, Keegan Bradley, when he was here at the Irish Open in 2012, he's a bit of a tourist as well. And when he landed at Royal Portrush, the first thing he did was go and get his picture taken in the huge giant bunker called Calamity at the course, which is now not there anymore because those holes have been scrapped. He then went into Bush Mills for an Ulster Fry. Straight to the Giants Causeway and had an absolute ball. So yes, they're enjoying the golf course, but the players are all enjoying, I think, the hospitality and the atmosphere on the North Coast in general.
And it is, of course, it's great to have some good press about Northern Ireland, some positive buzz around here. Practice day today, and I believe it's sold out, which doesn't happen too often.
Absolutely. Sold out again today. So if you're planning to go to the Open without a ticket, don't, because it is all ticket today, which is unprecedented in the history of the Open Championship. And yes, you're right. This is a real feel-good factor for Northern Ireland. Vinny, I remember doing a story back in 2001, which was the 50th anniversary of the Open Championships, only ever other time in Northern Ireland, which was 1951. And I remember doing a story at the Open that year saying, could the Open come back to Northern Ireland ever? Of course, all of our major champions, all of our golfers at the time, they weren't major champions then, they said yes. I interviewed Phil Mickelson, the great American player. He had just played Royal Portrush the week before on a private visit with his father. He said yes. But when I spoke to the RNA, they said no. It is not on our radar for three different reasons. One is the political climate in Northern Ireland. Two is the lack of infrastructure inside and outside the course. And three is that little bit of water between the mainland and Northern Ireland, which makes it very difficult. So fast forward 10 years, five major titles between our four major champions in Ireland, North and South, and the landscape completely changed. That gave a fairly compelling case to the RNA that, you know, this would be a good idea. It also gave a compelling case to our politicians that it would be a good idea to invest in sport in the country. They could see what it did. It brought people together.
Yeah.
And all the stars aligned, and now we have the Open.
Okay, right. I'm running over in my time, but I want to ask you two more questions, and you have to give me very, very short answers. So, first of all, who's going to win, and will you, and be truthful, will you get to play some golf yourself?
I will absolutely not get to play any golf this week, because if I took the clubs out this week, I would get shot by somebody in the RNA. Who's going to win? I'd love to see one of the Irish players win. I think it would be a dream to see Rory McIlroy, Darren Clarke, Padraig Harrington.
I'll pick one, Stephen. Come on.
Sorry. Oh, well, if I'm going to put my hand on my heart, the person I would love to see win at Royal Portrush is Graham McDowell. He has
Poor
never
Rory.
Won the Open. Well, Rory's won the Open before, and of course I would love to see him win, and he's probably got the best chance out of all of our golfers because he comes in here in great form. But Graham McDowell had a hard journey to get into the Open, and he's from Portrush. What a dream it would be to see him lift the cloud jug.
Stephen Watson, thank you very much indeed.